Hello, this is Darrell Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, August 18th, 2017, and on today's Castle Report, I will be talking about the RAISE Act, which stands for Reforming American Immigration, for a Strong Economy Act. The discussion of this new proposal will give us a chance to take a look at current immigration policy. The RAISE Act, then, is an attempt to reform American immigration policy and base it on a different set of assumptions. There are a lot of things we could be talking about this week, folks. A lot of things happened. It was quite a week, wasn't it, with the incident out at Google where they fired somebody for telling the truth, the Charlottesville situation, other incidents happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Baltimore, and now we have a terror attack with mass deaths in Barcelona. And we know now that there is at least one terrorist attack in Europe every single week without exception. Most of them are not even reported. But today we're going to talk about immigration, about the RAISE Act. This act was proposed by Senator Tom Cotton, the junior senator from Arkansas, who filed this act in February of 2017. Senator Cotton's background is interesting. A brief look tells us that he is from a family of Arkansas farmers, that he attended Harvard University, where he graduated with honors. He then graduated from Harvard Law School. But instead of taking a Wall Street law job, he enlisted in the United States Army, serving two tours in combat, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. The RAISE Act so far has attracted one co-sponsor, David Perdue, the junior senator from Georgia. President Trump is on board with it, on board with the act. In fact, you often see it cited as Trump's immigration bill. Keep in mind that this bill seeks to reform American immigration policy for legal immigration. It has nothing to do with illegal entry into the country. The act seeks to change or reform the policy that allows people from foreign countries to legally acquire permanent resident status in the United States. The current immigration policy of the United States consists of three separate parts. Each part has many subparts, but the first part of immigration policy, the so-called green card people, these are foreigners who are allowed permanent status in the United States with a green card that they are supposed to carry around with them. These are foreigners who are allowed to come in legally. They can do anything an American citizen can do except vote. After they've been here a few years, they can apply for citizenship if they want. Immigrants can then bring as many relatives as they want to the United States, i.e. the so-called chain migration. Senator Cotton's bill would limit chain migration to spouses and dependent children only. Refugees are also included in this category. In 2016, we admitted 85,000 refugees, 2015, 70,000, 2014, 70,000, and 2013, 70,000. The RAISE Act would limit refugees each year to 50,000, so it's not that big a change. Also, within the immigration category is the so-called diversity lottery. That is where people from other countries can enter a lottery that we conduct every year. 50,000 people are chosen from that lottery at random, and they are selected for permanent residence in the United States. Last year, 14 million people registered for the lottery. The vast majority of the 50,000 selected were from Africa and the Middle East. The RAISE Act would eliminate the lottery altogether. Immigration under the RAISE Act would be based on a points system rather than what it's based on now. Accepted applications would be limited to 140,000 per year, and spouses and minor children would count against the 140,000. To be placed in the applicant pool, a person needs 30 points. Points would be awarded based on age, education, English language skills, extraordinary achievement, i.e. a Nobel Prize winner would get 25 points. Actual job offer with a salary of at least 150% of what local Americans would make in the same job, and investment of money in a new American enterprise would also be a factor. The criticism of this points-based system is usually that it doesn't provide a path of entry for less skilled workers. But the whole idea is to raise the status of the American worker by limiting foreign competition for less skilled jobs, the second category of current immigration policy, the second category, guest workers. These are people who are admitted for a fixed term, not permanently, and only to perform a specific agreed-upon job. The point system under the RAISE Act would obviously drastically affect the guest worker program. If the RAISE Act seeks to base American immigration policy on a different set of assumptions, as I've said, what assumptions are current policy based on? The policy should be driven by the best interests of America and of the American people, but that is not the case. Instead, I will argue that it is driven by the lust for power and for money of the two dominant political parties. The Democrats want unlimited third world immigration so they can build a permanent majority power base of low-skilled, dependent Democrat voters. Democrat politicians can then compete for power by promising more and more of the available assets and the fruits of the labor of the American people who produce them. The Republicans want the same thing, but for a different reason. They are completely sold out to the cheap labor lobby of the crony capitalists they represent. More low-skilled immigrants from the third world means more competition for low-skilled jobs, and that means lower wages and more profits for the crony capitalists. Both parties, then, will probably oppose the point system of this act for their own high-sounding reasons. The final category of current immigration policy is visitors. These are tourists and those coming to America for business conferences and so forth. They have a temporary visa which could easily be checked if the immigration authorities wanted to do so. The biggest category of visitor is college students who come to America from other countries to attend American universities. Often the college student visitors just stay, and their visas are never checked. One of the objections that is often raised to the proposed point system is that it emphasizes education and would eventually create a system of immigration dominated by smart Asians. So I will briefly summarize then changes that the RAISE Act would bring to current immigration policy. Number one, chain migration would be ended, and it would be limited to spouse and dependent children only. Number two, the diversity lottery of $50,000 per year would be ended. Number three, refugees would be limited to $50,000 per year. Number four, applicants for entry under green card rules would be limited to $140,000 per year and graded on a point system, so it would favor more education and more job offers. Number five, guest workers would have to show a job offer paying at least 150% of the local job market. I have seen estimates from rating services that give the RAISE Act only an 8% chance of passing. This is obviously for the reasons I have already mentioned, but for me, passing it would be a step in the right direction. It is at least the beginning of recognition that immigration policy should reflect the best interests of America and the American people. It doesn't go nearly far enough, in my opinion, but it is a start. I would recommend looking at every aspect of immigration to find a best interest of America before I admitted anyone. Do we as Americans owe the whole world the rights our founding fathers put in the documents that founded this country? I would submit that we don't, and that we should carefully consider each new applicant. The number of refugees admitted should be zero for now, with very few exceptions. The guest worker program we currently have is nothing but a cheap labor racket and should be eliminated. We currently admit far more college students than we should, especially when you consider what it costs American students to attend universities. American education is a finite resource, and it should be reserved first for American students, with a few exceptions. Finally, folks, immigration is not the third world of American politics, the third rail, I should say. That would be race, but it is a taboo subject nonetheless. Very few are willing to even talk about immigration for their own reasons. And like other topics, we can't discuss. Nothing ever changes except to get worse. We should be able to have open debate on immigration policy so that people can see and understand what it really is. In fact, with a few notable exceptions, I don't see why we need any immigrants at all right now. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.